我们永远认我们的主他为基督。
That forever we are convinced that the Lord is the Christ is our Lord.
我们一生要敬拜、赞美、顺服他。
So let us use our life to submit, obey, and worship Him.
早间我们继续跟弟兄姐妹一起分享，耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
So this morning, let us continue our lessons how Christ is the Son of God.
我们先一起来读一下约翰福音第二十章第三十一节。
Let us first read John chapter 20, verse 31.
请我们一起读。
Together.
但记这些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。记这些事叫你们信耶稣是基督。
But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ,
是神的儿子
the Son of God.
我们曾经交通过在旧约这些先知们他们见证耶稣是基督。
So a few times ago, we talked about how the prophets in the Old Testament proclaimed that Christ is Jesus is Christ.
他是神的儿子
the Son of God.
我们也交通过天使传报的信息来见证耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
And then we also talked about how the angels spread the gospel saying that Jesus is the Christ.
早前我们在这里还要交通到圣徒们在这里见证耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
So today we're going to look at how the disciples and the believers also confess that Jesus is the Christ.
在路加福音第二章从二十五节开始，他讲到耶路撒冷有一个人，他名叫西面。
So in Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 25, it describes that there is a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon.
他是又公义又虔诚的。
And this man was righteous and devout.
素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到。
Looking for the consolation of Israel.
我们看见他们在属于旧约跟新约之间的这些人物。
So now we see the people that are trapped in between Old Testament and New Testament time.
好像在那个过程当中呢，有四百年神没有什么话语。
Just like that during that gap about 400 years, God's words were lacking.
但是神还是预备了一些他的子民，等候这位弥赛亚的来到。
But yet God still has his chosen people.Anointed to wait for the Savior to come.
所以我们在这段圣经里面，我们看见圣灵在他身上有非常奇妙的工作。
So that's why in this passage we see that the Holy Spirit has done His work on him.
圣灵在他身上。
And the Holy Spirit was upon him.
他得了圣灵的启示。
And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit.
然后讲到他受了圣灵的感动。
That he is now being touched by the Spirit.
他得了一个启示，知道在他没有死以前，他必定看见主所立的基督。
And it's been revealed to him that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
是非常的特别。
How special this is!
那有很长的年日，以色列子民他们都在等候这位基督弥赛亚的来到。
That it's now been a very long time that the Israelite has been waiting for the Messiah.
西面呢，他知道他没有死之前，他要亲眼。能够看见基督。
And Simeon knows that he would not see that before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
所以他受了圣灵感动，就进入圣殿。
So then he came in the Spirit into the temple.
你看那个时间要配得那么的好。
And you see how all the timing has to be perfect.
他就正好遇见耶稣的父母，抱着孩子进来，就抱着耶稣进来。
And when he walked into the temple, he met the parents, brought in the child Jesus.
这是神在这里所安排所预备的。
Now, this is specially arranged by God.
他得了一个感动，他认识到说他会看见神所立的基督。
And how Simeon was touched and is revealed that he will now see the Lord's Christ.
在那个时间，他受感动，他进到圣殿。
And then he was touched and he was also led to the Spirit.
他遇见主耶稣，他的父母正好抱着婴孩子来到了圣殿。
At the exact time when the parents of Jesus brought him in.
下面讲到说，西面就用手接过他来。
And then he says, Simeon took him into his arms.
他称颂神。
And blessed God.
他说，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世。
And said, Now Lord, you are releasing your bondservant to depart in peace.
弟兄姐妹，好像这边有一个人，他活着所有的目的，他的中心就是为了这一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, now you see a man, the theme of his life is to center around Lord, to do one thing.
他要看见基督
is to see Christ.
他现在说他看见，所以呢，神可以接他安然去世。
And now that he has met Christ, he says that he can now be taken away in peace.
因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。
And he said, "For my eyes have seen your salvation."
前面他说他必要看见，必定会看见主所立的基督。
Because just before that he says that it is promised that he will see the bondservant of the Lord.
他看见了主的时候
And when he met Christ,
看见了耶稣
he now has seen Jesus.
虽然还在抱在怀里的
Even though the Jesus is still a baby being held,
但他在这里见证说我已经看见了主的救恩
But here,Simeon can already confess that I have seen your salvation.
基督自己就是我们的救恩。
Because Christ himself is our salvation.
西面他看见了。
Simeon has now seen.
他看见了。
He has seen.
他在这里做见证。
And now he can witness.
是的，只有耶稣是基督。
That only Christ, Jesus is Christ.
他是主所立的基督。
That he is the one anointed by God.
他是我们的救恩。
And he is our salvation.
所以他人生的意义、目的就在这个点上。
So for Simeon, his purpose of life is now accomplished.
这个救恩是你在万民面前所预备的。
And he says that these salvations that you have prepared in the presence of all people
是照亮外邦人的光
a light of revelations to the Gentiles
是圣灵启示他
it is the spirit that led him
在这样的一个光中他能够讲到说救恩是要临到外邦的
the Holy Spirit has now showed him that Christ is a light for the Gentiles
是照亮外邦人的光
a light of revelations to the Gentiles
弟兄姐妹就在犹太人的观念里面来说
in the thoughts of the Israelites, the Jews
他们是蒙拣选的
that they know they are the chosen race
他们是神的选民
they are the chosen people
那其他的人呢叫做外邦人
and everyone else who is not a Jews, they are the Gentiles
他们跟他们是没有什么愿意来往的
Jews and the Gentiles are to be separated.
但是这个西面不一样。
But here for Simeon, he saw a different image.
他看见神的救恩。
He has seen the Lord's salvation.
不只是为这以色列的百姓。
Salvation more than just prepare for the Israel.
照亮外邦人的光。
But it's a light of revelations for the Gentiles.
这个光是要照出去的，在黑暗中，在坐在黑暗中死荫里的人。
A light that is to be shined forth.Into the darkness for all people.
他把神的心意说出来。
Simeon has now told us the will of God.
孩子的父母因这论耶稣的话就稀奇。
And his father and mother were amazed at the things which ever being said about Christ.
神得着一个人叫做西面。
God has now accepted a person called Simeon.
他见证。
And this person.Give a witness.
耶稣就是神所立的基督。
That Jesus is the Christ.
我们一起来读路加福音第三章十六节和第十七节。
Now let us read together Luke chapter 3 verse 16 and 17.
这边我们要讲到施洗约翰，他见证耶稣是神的儿子。
About John the Baptist and how he also confessed that Jesus is the Christ.
我们一起来读约翰说我是用水给你们施洗但有一位能力比我更大的要来我就是给他解鞋带也不配他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗他手里拿着钵机要扬进他的场把麦子收在仓里把糠用不灭的火烧尽了约翰他用水来施洗
John the Baptist baptized with water.
那用水来施洗，他有一个目的。
To baptize with water with one purpose.
要把神的儿子表明出来。
Is to reveal the Son of God.
我们知道施洗约翰他的洗礼是叫做悔改的洗。
And we know John the Baptist, his baptism is called the baptism with repentance.
他要人转过身来转向主，转向神。
He wants men to repent and turn back to God.
他用水在这里施洗
and he baptized with water.
但他说有一位能力比我更大的要来
But he says, one is coming who is mightier than I.
他认识他 我给他解鞋带也是不配的。
And I'm not even fit to untie the thong ear of his sandal.
他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
And he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
更大的那一位来了。
When the mightier one has come.
他要把这些他要拯救的人浸到圣灵的里面。
And he will baptize his people with the Holy Spirit.
然后那些愿意悔改相信的人。
Whoever is willing to repent and believe,
他们是浸在圣灵里面。
They are now baptized in the Holy Spirit.
施洗约翰可以用水来施洗，但是只有耶稣基督，他是用圣灵来施洗的。
So John the Baptist can baptize you with water, but only Jesus can baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
啊，对那些不信的人呢？
And for the ones that don't believe in it,
到有一天有审判来到。
Until that one day judgment will come.
啊，要扬尽他的场。
That His furrowing fork will thoroughly clear the floor.
麦子收在仓里。
To gather the wheat into his barn.
把仓用不灭的火烧尽了。
And burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
他用火来施尽。
Use fire to clear them all.
来审判。
To judge.
那这是施洗约翰他所看见的。
This is what John the Baptist has seen.
他来一面。做悔改的洗，来预备人的心。
So he came to baptize with water to prepare our heart to repent.
那另外一面呢？他要把神的儿子显明出来。
And on the other hand, he is to reveal the Son of God.
我们来读约翰福音第一章三十二节到三十四节。
Let us read John chapter 1:32-33.
约翰又做见证说：“我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说：‘你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。’我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。”我们把第三十四节再来读一次。
Let us read verse 34 again.
我看见了，就神的儿子，他看见了，他证明这是神的儿子。
John says, I myself have seen and have now testified that this is the Son of God.
施洗约翰用水浸，要将主耶稣基督表明给以色列人。
John came to baptize Christ, to reveal Christ to the Israelites.
我们的主是完全圣洁，他是公义的。
That our Lord is completely righteous and clean.
他是不需要受施洗约翰悔改的洗。
And he did not need to take the baptism of repentance.
他是主是站在人的地位上。
But yet Christ came as a man.
圣洁的主站在人的地位上。
This Holy Christ came as a man.
他说当尽诸般的义。
That he will remain righteous.
他来到施洗约翰的这里。
And when he came to John the Baptist.
我们知道施洗约翰一个一个的在以色列面前好多人来到他那里，他们受悔改的洗。
And we know that John the Baptist baptized each person in front of a group of people.
但是施洗约翰其实他一直在等候。
And in fact, when John is being giving baptism, he has been waiting.
因为他的目的要把这位神的儿子显明出来，显明给以色列人看。
He knows that his purpose is to reveal Christ who is coming to the Israelites.
到主耶稣来了。
Until Christ has come.
在之前我们不知道有多少人受他悔改的洗。
And before Christ, we didn't know how many people John has already baptized.
到主耶稣来了。
When Jesus came.
神用灵浸，用圣灵把他儿子显明出来。
Then God used the descending spirit on Christ to reveal that Christ is special.
圣灵降在谁的身上？
Whoever the spirit descends and remain on him.
谁就是用圣灵施洗的？
Then this is the person that will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
那天圣灵仿佛鸽子降在耶稣基督的身上。
So on that day, the spirit descending as a dove over heaven and remain on Christ.
天上有声音说，这是我的爱子。
And the heaven broke open and voice spoke that this is my beloved son.
因为主站在我们的地位上。
And our Lord came as a man.
他已经达到完全。
He is the perfect one.
他已经经过在地上三十年的日子。
And he has spent 30 years on earth.
他愿意成为我们的代替。
And now he is to be our substitute.
那些圣灵降在他的身上。
And on that day, the Holy Spirit descend on him.
使徒约翰他看见了。
John the Baptist saw this scene.
他看见了。
He has now seen it.
他证明这是神的儿子。
And testify that he is the Son of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢主。
So brothers and sisters, thanks to the Lord.
在那时候，神借着Simeon来证明耶稣是基督。
That during that time, God used Simeon to reveal the Christ is a Jesus is the Christ.
神得着施洗约翰来证明耶稣是神的儿子。
And also, God used John to reveal that Christ is the Son of God.
是圣灵降在主的身上。
It is the Spirit that is descended on Christ.
是神他自己来证明。
God who gave his own testimony.
这是我的爱子。
That he is my beloved son.
弟兄姐妹，当施洗约翰看见了。
Brothers and sisters, when John has seen this image,
他在那里说，我看见了。
Then he testified and said, I myself have seen
这是神的儿子。
That he is the Son of God.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们有没有看见？
Brothers and sisters, have you seen it?
今天除了在当时候这些圣徒们他们来见证，
So besides those people at that time give testimony,
我们蒙恩的儿女我们要感谢主。
Now as blessed children, we should also thank the Lord.
主也让我们眼睛得开。
That the Lord also wants us to open our eyes.
有一天我们说，主我看见了。
And one day we can also proclaim that we have seen.
你是神所立的基督。
That you are Jesus the Christ.
有一天我们说，我看见了。
And one day we can also proclaim that we have seen.
你就是神的儿子。
That you are the Son of God.
这一个看见就抓住我们一生来跟随他。
And this seeing will now capture our life.
在约翰福音他下面讲说，在次日。
And then in the same passage in the book of John, it says again the next day.
约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
John was standing with two of his disciples.
我们知道说约翰也有一些是属于他的门徒。
And know that John the Baptist also has his followers.
这两个门徒呢，一个是安德烈，另外一位呢，就是约翰福音的作者，约翰。
So then, John the Baptist has two disciples. One is Andrew, and the other one is John, who wrote the Gospel of John.
当他看见主耶稣在行走。
And when they saw Jesus walking,
他说，看啊，这是神的羔羊。
As Jesus walked by, John the Baptist said, Behold the Lamb of God.
在前一日他看见主的时候，他说，看啊，神的羔羊，背负世人罪孽的。
So the day before, during the baptism, John said that this is the Lamb of God.
他那时候宣告耶稣基督是负罪的羔羊。
And then John already proclaimed that this Lamb will take on our sin.
到了次日呢，他看见主，他宣告主耶稣是行走的羔羊。
And then the next day, as he saw Jesus walk, he also said, Behold the Lamb of God.
主耶稣不但为我们付了一切的代价，
Not only Christ has now paid the price for us.
他亲身担当我们的罪。
He has walked and took on our sin.
他要救赎我们。
And he wants to save us.
那是第一个看见。
That's his first seeing.
然后到了次日，他说，看啊，神的羔羊，主耶稣正在行走。
And on the next day, when John says again, Behold the Lamb of God, it is as Jesus is walking.
讲到主不单是救赎我们，
saying that Jesus does more than saving us.
他更要住在我们的里面。
But he also wants to dwell in us.
他是我们行走的力量。
To walk and strengthen us.
然后我们看见那两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
这两个门徒本来是约翰，施洗约翰的门徒。
So these two disciples, they were followers of John the Baptist.
然后他们的这个夫子一样好，就是说他们本来是跟从施洗约翰的，然后施洗约翰一说，看啊，神的羔羊。
So they were following John the Baptist when John said, Behold the Lamb of God.
好，这两个呢，他们就去跟从耶稣了。
Then these two disciples changed and went to follow Jesus.
施洗约翰他是为主耶稣来预备道路的。
John the Baptist, he is the one to pave the way.
他好像就是一个旷野的声音。
He is like a voice in the wilderness.
他非常清楚，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And clearly he says that he will be stronger and I will be weaker.
所以他的门徒去跟从了耶稣，他也没有什么好抱怨的，因为 整个中心就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
So of course, when his disciples decided to follow Christ, he never complained because that's what he came to do.
是约翰他的看见。
So John the Baptist, his vision.
在他宣告里面也带着一个启示的亮光。
And in his testimony, he also brings a light of revelation.
看啊，神的羔羊。
When he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
他两个门徒就去跟从了耶稣。
And then his two disciples went and followed Christ.
这何等稀奇的事情。
And how amazing is this?
从前我们可能走我们自己的道路。
That before, maybe we were walking on our own path.
我们有很多自己的想法。
We had our own thoughts.
有一天，圣灵开我们的眼睛。
And one day, the Holy Spirit came and opened our eyes.
有一天我们听见圣灵在我们里面的一个呼喊。
And one day maybe we heard a cry from the Holy Spirit.
看啊，神的羔羊。
The cry said, "Behold the Lamb of God."
在我们里面以后的道路就完全改变了。
And then from that point on, our path is now changed.
那这两个门徒他们来跟着主。
So now these two disciples started following Jesus.
耶稣问他们说，你们要什么？
Jesus said to them, "What do you seek?"
他们说，拉比，你在哪里住？
And they said to him, "Rabbi, where are you staying?"
就说你们来看。
He said to them, "Come and you will see."
他们就去看他在哪里住。
So they went and saw where Christ was staying.
所以主在这里告诉他们说，你们来看。
So Jesus said to them, "Come and you will see."
下面我们要看见有一位叫做安德烈。
And then here, you will meet another person called Andrew.
那安德烈呢，就是两个门徒里面的一位哈。
And Andrew is one of these two.
因为这个跟从那两个人呢，一个就是安德烈。
Because the two disciples that follow Christ, one was Andrew.
那他的哥哥叫做西门。
And his brother is Peter, or Simon.
Simon. 那西门呢，就是彼得。
Simon, who is Peter.
彼得他的意思呢？就是石头的意思。
And Peter, in meaning, it means a rock.
那他也叫做基法，好，是一个亚兰文。那彼得呢，是希腊文。
And his other name is also called Cephas, the same meaning as Simon.
好，那我们看见安德烈呢，是一个很蒙福的。
So we see how Andrew is blessed.
他身上也有一个特点。
And there is a characteristic of Andrew.
他找着自己的哥哥西门。
That he went and find his brother Simon.
那当施洗约翰在那里宣告说，这是神的羔羊。
So when John the Baptist proclaimed, "Behold the Lamb of God."
安德烈他里面有一个开启。
Now Andrew has this vision.
所以他就跟从耶稣。
So then Andrew followed Christ.
他来看主耶稣在哪里。
To see where Christ stays.
他有机会与主能够同住。
To spend time and live with Christ.
当一个人被主得着了以后。
So now when one person is accepted by the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们应该有一个非常自然的反应。
The brothers and sisters, naturally, we should do this.
安德烈他来跟从耶稣。
Andrew followed Christ.
然后他找着自己的哥哥。
And then he went home and found his brother.
他在这里就做见证。
And here he gave a testimony to his brother.
我们遇见弥赛亚了。
And he said, "We have found the Messiah."
弟兄姐妹，当我们蒙恩得救了以后。
Brothers and sisters, after you are saved.
你有没有去找着你的兄弟，找着你的家人。
Did you go to your family, to your brother and sisters at home?
在前一阵子，为一位姐妹，她的父亲过世，参加那个安息聚会。
So, just a while ago, a sister's her father passed away, and we were at his funeral.
她的父亲呢，父母呢，来到美国也差不多有六七年的时间了。
Parents came to the States for about 6 or 7 years or so.
他父亲是突然之间过世的。
And her father passed away pretty suddenly.
我就问这个姊妹说，你父亲得救没有？
So I asked the sister and asked her, "Is your father saved?"
她说，哎呀，这个一直还没有跟他传福音呢。
And she said, "No, I have not spread the gospel to him."
所以那天我就不知道这个安息聚会要怎么来进行。
So that day, I didn't know how do we host the funeral.
他有很多的机会。
There were many, many opportunities.
但他可能想说，也许再有一个什么样的机会，他才跟他父母来传福音。
Maybe a sister thought that there is still another chance I could spread the gospel.
但是一下子机会就没有了。
But all of a sudden, all those chances are gone.
所以那天那个重点变成说向他的母亲来好好传福音啊。
So that day, the purpose has now become how do we spread the gospel to the mother who is still here?
就因为这个安德烈，他一蒙恩了，他就找着自己的哥哥。
Brothers and sisters, when Andrew was met by Christ, the first thing he did was to get his brother.
他向他的哥哥西门来做见证。
And said to Simon, his brother, and give him the testimony.
我们遇见弥赛亚了。
That we have found the Messiah.
那弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。
And Messiah means Christ.
于是领他去见耶稣。
And he brought him to Jesus.
我们有没有想到这个安德烈好像并没有那么的有名哈？
Now think about it. Andrew is not one of the most famous disciples.
那彼得呢？是使徒中一个最大的。
But think about it. Peter is the head of all the disciples.
圣灵降临，教会开始，第一个代表使徒们站起来的就是彼得。
And when the Spirit came and touched the disciples, the first disciples that stood up and built the church was Peter.
但是是安德烈把他找来的。
But think about it. It is Andrew who led Peter to Christ.
他找着了自己的哥哥。
Andrew brought Peter to Christ.
然后他向他做见证，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
It is Andrew who gave the testimony to Peter, saying, "We have found the Messiah."
然后领他去见耶稣。
And it is Andrew who brought Peter to Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们怎么样把福音传给自己的家人
？So, brothers and sisters, today, how do we preach the gospel to our family?
哦，找着自己的哥哥。
How do we find our brother?
找着自己的亲人。
Go find your relatives.
为他们祷告。
Pray for them.
下面呢，做见证。
And then give testimonies.
今天是我遇见了，我们遇见了弥赛亚。
Today I have found my Messiah.
神儿女的见证在福音来讲是一个何等大的能力。
And the testimonies of us is the strength of the gospel.
我们很难用道理来说服人。
Now it is hard to overrule them with reason.
用辩论来辩赢人。
It could be hard to win them with a debate.
但是每一个神的儿女。我们可以来做见证。
But every child of God, we can give testimonies.
我遇见弥赛亚了。
I have found the Messiah.
我遇见了这位奇妙的救主。
I have found my Christ.
他在我的里面，他是何等奇妙。
And he now dwells in me, and how awesome he is.
我的生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
And my life is now transforming in an awesome way.
我们都能够做见证。
Now we can all give testimonies.
啊、这个见证要带着一个何等大的能力。
This testimony comes with strength.
然后他把他的哥哥领去见耶稣。
So that Andrew brought his brother to Jesus.
把人带到主的面前。
To take people to Christ.
然后我们看见耶稣看着他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门。”
Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John."
你要称为基法。
You shall be called Cephas.
啊，这些名字我们在圣经里面后面都会看到。
And all these names, we will see them again in the Bible.
那基法呢是亚兰文。
And Cephas is a language.
啊，彼得呢是希腊文。
And Peter is Hebrew.
那这些呢是当时候他们所用的一些的语言哈。
And these are the common language that they used during that time.
安德烈他见证。耶稣是弥赛亚。
And Andrew gave the testimony that he has found the Messiah.
那我们在下面看到是拿但业。
And then after that passage is now talk about Nathaniel.
我们一起来读一下约翰福音第一章第四十三节到第四十六节。
Now let us read together John chapter 1:43-46.
又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说：“来跟从我吧。”这腓力是伯赛大人，和安德烈、彼得同城。腓力找着拿但业，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的，和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”拿但业对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看。”好，我们在这边看见啊，这些使徒们、门徒们被主得着。
Here we see the disciples, the followers of Christ, how they're accepted.
主在这里遇见腓力。
Here the Lord met Philip.
对他说，你来跟从我吧。
Jesus said to him, follow me.
那腓力呢？下面讲到说他找着拿但业。
Philip found Nathanael.
所以他得着主的呼召。
So now Philip was called by Christ.
他认识了主。
And now he has met Christ.
那他就去找着另外一个人叫做拿但业。
He now go find Nathanael.
那拿但业呢，就是也就是圣经里面也另外一个名字叫做巴多罗买。那他讲到说，在这个圣经里面所记的摩西律法上所写的众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了。
And then Philip told Nathanael that he has found him whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote about.
弟兄姐妹，我们要注意一下哈，那前面看见这个安德烈他遇见的主他是怎么样来做的，然后这边呢，我们看见腓力好像是一样的。
So think about it and compare it. When Andrew met Christ, what he has done. And what Philip, when he met Christ, what he has done.
安德烈去找到西门。
Andrew now went to find Simon.
然后跟他见证说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
And he gave the testimony saying that we have now found the Messiah.
然后领他去见耶稣。
And then Andrew took Simon to Christ.
好，这边我们看见腓力。
And here, Philip.
他找着拿但业
Philip found Nathanael
然后告诉他说、啊、这一位是律法书上所记的先知所预言的我们遇见了
And Philip said to Nathanael We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote Jesus
他是拿撒勒人耶稣
Jesus of Nazareth
然后下面是怎么样
And then what happened
腓力要告诉拿但业说你来看
Then Philip said to Nathanael, "Come and see."
要把人带到主的面前。
They are the one who bring people to Christ.
要人来看。
Bring people to come see Christ.
我们可以传福音。
Now we can preach the gospel all day long.
但是我们没有办法替别人来相信。
But we cannot believe in other people's name.
我们蒙恩了，我们说我看见了。
We cannot make other people believe. We can only say that I have seen it.
但是我们没有办法勉强人说你也看见吧。
But then you cannot force someone else to see it.
我们做见证，我看见了。
But all we can do is give a testimony saying that I have seen it.
然后我们把人带到主的面前。
And all we need to do is bring people to Christ.
告诉人说你来看。
And say to them, come and see.
这是真的。
And that's true.
这是活的主。
This is real. This is a living God.
他遇见了我们
that,
他拯救了我们。
That he has saved us.
然后我今天知道了我们就把福音传出去。
And today that I have seen it, let me tell you about it.
所以他告诉拿但业说你来看。
So Philip said to Nathanael, come and see.
那为什么这个拿但业他是这样的反应呢
?And why would, Nathanael have this response?
因为讲到是拿撒勒人耶稣。
Because it is Jesus of Nazareth.
所以他说拿撒勒还能出什么好的
?And Nathanael said to Philip, can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
拿但业他看不起从拿撒勒出来的。
Nathanael belittled anything coming out of Nazareth.
如果是讲说他是从伯利恒出来的，也许他熟读圣经，他会想说，哇，有一位要从伯利恒出来，他是何等的尊贵。
Maybe if Philip described Christ as one who come from Bethlehem, then maybe Nathanael would think that only the nobles come out from Bethlehem, and he will respect it. But no, it is Jesus of Nazareth.
主耶稣是拿撒勒人耶稣。
That Christ is Jesus of Nazareth.
是的，他降生在伯利恒。
Yes, he was born in Bethlehem.
他成长在拿撒勒。
But yet he grew up in Nazareth.
当拿但业这么说的时候，然后腓力说：“你来看。”
And then after Nathanael gave the response, Philip said back to him, "Come and see."
耶稣看见拿但业来，指着他说：“看哪、啊，这是个真以色列人。”
Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said to him.Behold, a true Israelite.
他心里是没有诡诈的。
In whom there is no deceit.
耶稣是基督，他是神的儿子。
Jesus, who is Christ, who is the Son of God.
他看见拿但业，他知道他里面真实的情形。
And when Jesus saw Nathanael, he can see the true conditions of Nathanael.
我相信拿但业，他遇见了主，他也非常的稀奇。
And I believe that when Nathanael met Christ, he was amazed.
你从哪里知道我呢？
Daniel said to Christ, How do you know me?
耶稣回答说，腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。
Jesus answered and said to him, Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you.
那这边有一个人，他是真以色列人。
So here, there is a true Israelite.
他心里是没有诡诈的。
And in him, there is no deceit.
他在无花果树底下。
And he is waiting under the fig tree.
无花果树是以色列的国花。
Fig tree is the tree of Israel.
它象征着他在那里想望的是神的国度。
So under the fig tree, he is awaiting for the heavenly kingdom.
主把他里面的那个光景把他说出来了。
And the Lord told of his true condition in his heart.
你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。
When you were under the fig tree, I saw you.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候主一句话就让人的眼睛被打开了。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times when Jesus spoke, our eyes opened.
你也没有办法来解释说为什么这句话就让他有这么大的改变呢？
And sometimes you can't even explain why are those words so powerful.
很多时候神儿女，我们得着了一句主的话。
And as children of God, sometimes all we receive is but a few words.
有时候那句话就是短短的几个字，
Maybe it's just a few words from God.
从圣经里面来的几个字，你说这段圣经我已经读了不知道多少遍了。
Maybe it's just a few words from a passage that you have read many, many times.
当神的话再说在我们里面，
But when God gives you his few words,
有时候你真的没法解释为什么他就带着这么大的能力。
There are times that you can't even explain it. Those words are with power.
一下子我们里面就开了。
All of a sudden, now we can see.
别人不明白，但是你自己会明白的。
Other people may not see it, but now you can see.
当主这么告诉他，
So when Jesus said to him,
拿单业说，拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列王。
Nathaniel answered Christ, say, Rabbi, you are the son of God, you are the king of Israel.
他立刻就做见证。
All of a sudden, now he can give testimony.
他是夫子。
That Nathaniel called him a rabbi.
你是神的儿子，
you are the son of God.
你是以色列的王，
you are the king of Israel.
他能够有这样的一个启示和认识。
And now Nathaniel has these revelations and these knowing.
安德烈见证耶稣是基督，是弥赛亚。
And Andrew gave his testimony saying that you are the son of, you are the Messiah.
基督是受膏者。
That Christ is the anointed one.
在旧约的里面，先知受膏。
In the Old Testament, only the prophets can be anointed.
以利亚膏以利沙。
Isaiah can anoint Elijah.
然后以利沙呢，他进祭司的职分。
And now Elijah can now be the high priest.
然后我们看见祭司要进职的时候，他们是受膏的。
And also, when the high priest is anointed, they are anointed with oil.
然后我们看见君王是受膏的。
And also the king can be anointed.
所以耶稣他是受膏者。
So that's why Jesus is the anointed one.
他是基督。
He is Christ.
他是最大的先知。
He is the greatest prophet.
他是最大的祭司。
He is the highest priest.
他是最大的君王。
And he is the highest king.
他是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
拿单业他在这里做见证。
Daniel now can give a testimony too.
你是神的儿子。
You are the son of God.
你是以色列的王。
You are the king of Israel.
主还要带他往前。
But then Jesus wants to take him further.
主对他说，因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，就信吗？
Jesus answered and said to Nathaniel, Because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe?
你将要看见比这更大的事。
For that, you will see greater things than these.
主讲到创世纪里面雅各他所看见的异象。
Here, the Lord is giving the image of a Jacob in the Old Testament.
雅各他看见在梦中看见梦见一个梯子在地上。
And in Jacob's dream, he saw a ladder down from heaven.
梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上去下来。
At the very top of the ladders, there are angels of God that comes up and down on this ladder.
主在这里把雅各所看见的异象把它讲清楚了。
And here, Christ is explaining this dream of Jacob.
那一个天梯。
And this letter to heaven
就是人子，就是耶稣。
He's the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
他说：“你们要看见天开了。”
And And now he sees that you will see the heaven open.
神的使者上去下来，雅各呢是看见那个在梯子上去下来，他主告诉他说，在人子的身上上去下来。
And when what Jacob saw is a ladder with angels coming down and up into heaven, but what Jesus is now telling is now he is the ladder.
把天和地连接在一起。
He is now the connection between heaven and earth.
耶稣基督是中保。
That Christ is now our counselor.
耶稣基督是唯一的道路。
Christ is now our way.
主要让他能够看见更大的事情。
And our Lord wants he to see more things.
从里面一步一步的让我们更多认识基督。
And leading us from the inside step by step closer.
主他是说话的主。
That our Lord is a speaking Lord.
他向我们显现。
He revealed himself to us.
他要我们能够更多的来认识他。
He wants us to know him some more.
我们不但认识说主耶稣他是最大的先知。
So not only we know that he is the greatest prophet.
但是在先知时代呢，
But during the time of prophets,
他们有一些事情，今天神的儿女却不在那样的一个情形的里面。
There are things that used to happen in the past that no longer take place today.
先知是代表神来向人说话。
Because prophets is a representative of God speaking to man.
人没有办法来认识神的心意。
Now man cannot know God's will.
所以需要先知来告诉他们。
So that's why at that time they needed prophets to know God's will.
很多人他怎么样选择，他受什么引导，需要先知来告诉他。
A lot of people, before they make any big choice, they want to ask the prophets.
但是今天我们在新约的时代。
But today, now we live in the age of the New Testament.
每一个神的儿女，我们都能够来认识神。
And every child of God, we get to know God directly.
从自大到自小的，我们都认识神。
From the highest to the smallest, we all get to know Him directly.
我们一个一个可以来做先知讲道。
One by one, we can all be like a prophet and speak God's will.
今天不是依靠谁他来告诉你说你下面要怎么做。
Today, it is not through any one man who can tell us what to do next.
我们都可以来到神的面前。
But now we can all come to God directly.
很多时候弟兄姐妹会跟哪一些他觉得比较属灵的哈，你我不知道怎么选择啊，你为我祷告祷告。
So there are sometimes when we go to the spiritual elders and ask them to pray for us, so we know what to do.
最好你就告诉我说，哎呀，这个路是这样，那个路就是那样走。
Or even better, why don't you tell me where I should go?
但是新约的里面并没有这样的例子。
But in the time of New Testament, it doesn't work like that.
是要我们自己来寻求主。
It is up to you to seek God's will.
我们可以一起祷告。
That we can pray together.
但是我们是相信主会向你显现的。
But yet we believe that the Lord will reveal himself to you.
每一位神的儿女弟兄姐妹，我们起来追求认识主。
So every child of God, let us rise up and pursue the Lord.
我们有一个深的渴慕，我们要来更多的认识他。
Let us have a longing that we want to know him some more.
2017年我们说主让我们竭力的来追求更多的认识你。
2017, let us set a goal to be closer to him.
不只认识他是先知。
Not only knowing that he is our prophet.
所有预言的中心。
He is the center of all of the prophecies.
都应验在他的身上。
All the prophecy has come true through him.
他说话行事都有大能。
And when he speaks with power.
他说说出来的话就不会被废弃。
All the words that came from him will never demolish.
我们不但要认识主是最大的先知。
Let us know not only he is our greatest prophet.
他今天住在我们的里面。
Today he dwells in you.
我们可以与他面对面，我们可以来真的认识这位主。
We can come to him and meet him face to face and know God.
认识他的心意。
Know his will.
然后我们看见他是最大的祭司。
And he is also the highest priest.
他不单是祭司，
Not only he is a priest,
他把自己成为这个祭物，
he actually offered himself as our sacrifice.
神为他预备了身体，
God has prepared a body for him.
他把自己一次永远完全的献上，
and once and for all, he offered his body as the sacrifice.
他完成了工作，
he has now completed the work.
弟兄姐妹，今天主在这里呼召我们。
Brothers and sisters, today the Lord is calling on you.
我们因着有这位大祭司。
It is because we have this high priest.
他长远活着为我们祷告。
That he now intercedes for us.
他也要得着我们先把自己献上当作活祭。
But he also wants us to offer ourselves as the living sacrifice.
他要得着我们每一位都成为他的祭司。
He wants to accept us.So that we can be in the priesthood with him.
是有君尊的祭司。
To be in the priesthood with him.
旧约的祭司是代替人来到神的面前。
In the Old Testament, the priest came in man's account to God.
先知是代表神，然后向人讲话。祭司呢，是代表人来到神的面前。
So the prophet is the representative of God speaking to man.The priest is the representative of man bringing man to God.
所以他们的职责是什么？替人来办理属神的事情。
So for both of them, their position is as a representative to bring the two parties together.
但是新约的子民，我们每一位都是祭司。
But in the New Testament, we are all the priests.
我们每一位都是侍奉神的人。
And each one of us, we serve the Lord.
我们每一位都能够坦然无惧来到施恩宝座的面前。
And now each one of us can come to God without fear.
所以我们说，主，让我们真的看见。
So that's why we say, Lord, open our eyes.
不是你是祭司。
Not only you are the priest.
今天你把我们都带到一个祭司的国度里面，我们都是侍奉神的。
You brought us into the priesthood with you, so now we can serve God too.
他是基督。
He is Christ.
他是最大的先知。
He is the greatest prophet.
最大的祭司。
The highest priest.
他是最大的君王。
And the king of kings.
他是万王之王，他是万主之主。
He is the king of kings and the lord of lords.
是主得着天上地上地底下一切的权柄。
And now he takes sovereignty of all the things in heaven and on earth.
他借着使败坏那掌死权的就是魔鬼。
Through his own death, he has now won over the lord of death.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们知道主是生命登上宝座。
We also know that he is also this life on the throne.
他是因着他的美德他登上宝座。
It is through his work, now he is on the throne.
他在一个最卑微的路程上，他显出那个全能来。
Taking on the most humble path to reveal his sovereignty.
在宝座中有羔羊站立。
It is now the lamb that is on the throne.
像是刚刚被杀过的。
A lamb that has just been slain.
我们知道他呼召我们
We know that it is he who is calling on us
成为羔羊的同伴
To be a companion of the lamb
好像那样的卑微在地上来跟随他
As humble as he was to follow him
但是我们却是和他一同站在锡安的高峰
And we will get to stand on the highest point of Zion with him
是和他一同作王一同掌权的
To rule and take sovereignty with him
弟兄姐妹，今天这个权柄他赐给我们。
Brothers and sisters, today he gives us his power.
在地上捆绑的，在天上也捆绑。
Whoever we get to bound on this earth will be also bounded in heaven.
在地上所释放的，在天上也释放。
Whoever we get to release in this world will also be released in heaven.
今天只有生命和主能够相合的。
And today we share this life with Christ.
我们才能够和他一同在宝座上有份。
And only the one who shares his life can rule on the throne with him.
他是最大的君王。
He is this greatest king.
今天他住在我们里面。
And today he dwells in us.
他能不能够掌权在我们身上？
Can he take sovereignty over you?
这是一个最大的挑战。
That is our greatest challenge.
我们里面常常有征战。
In us, there's always this battle.
弟兄姐妹，但是我们要认识他是王。
But brothers and sisters, know that he is our king.
然后我们愿意顺服在主的面前。
And let us submit to him.
让他掌权。
Let him take sovereignty.
让他居首位。
Let him take the highest seat.
他能够显出真君王。
Then he can reveal how he is the true king.
他的荣耀才能够彰显。
And how he can reveal his glory.
这些圣徒们，他们见证耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
All these followers of Christ, they give testimony how he, Christ is the Son of God.
神的儿女，我们看见了。
So as children of God, now we have seen.
有没有看见？
Have you seen it?
大家不敢讲啊
Have you seen
有没有看见啊
Have you seen
看见了
Have you seen him?
我们看见他是基督。
Have you seen that he is Jesus the Christ?
他是神的儿子。
How he is the Son of God.
我们今天蒙恩得救了。
Today we are saved.
然后我们要做见证。
So now let us give testimony.
我们要把荣耀赞美归给主。
Let us give all the glory and worship to the Lord.
我们要看见安德烈他怎么样找着他的哥哥。
See how Andrew grabbed his brother.
他怎么样做见证。
How he gave a testimony.
他把人带到主的面前。
How he now bring people to Christ.
我们看见腓力也是一样。
And see how Philip, who did the same thing.
找着了拿但业。
Philip found Nathaniel.
哦，他做见证。
And
我们遇见弥赛亚了。
And said that I have met the Son of God.
然后说你来看，把人带到主的面前。
And how he said, come and see for yourself.
愿这一年主得着我们每一位。
So let this year the Lord accept all of us.
我们都要竭力追求来认识他。
Let us all pursue to know him some more.
我们都要为主来做见证。
Let us all be a witness of Christ.
我们要把人带到主的面前。
Bring people to Christ.
我们再来唱诗歌132首。
Let us sing Psalm 132 again.
请诗琴为我们弹一句，我们就来唱。